Erica and Glenn getting ready to tip off here in moments. Let's give you the uniform descriptions brought to you by Kevin Drazier and the staff at BSN Sports. They're the exclusive provider of Under Armour for all the Mishawaka cavemen. John Glenn dressed in black uniforms, red numbers and letters, white trim. Mishawaka home whites, maroon letters and numbers, and gold trim. Call Kevin Drazier, 229-7999. Starting lineups first for Glenn, a 5'10 sophomore averaging 4.8 per game. Silas Kaiser, a 6'4 senior averaging 9.8 a game. Robbie Porter, 6'1 junior averaging a team best 12.1 a game. Carter Young, 6'3 freshman, the coach's son, averaging 11.4 a game. Bryson Hanna, and a 6'8 senior averaging 9.8 a game. Corey Barker. Travis Hanna, the head coach in his 13th year at John Glenn. For Mishawaka, 6-foot senior averaging 5.5 a game, Raheem Brayton. 6'2 junior averaging a team best 15.5 a game, Trent Johnson. 6-foot freshman averaging 3.8 a game, Maddox Yohe. 6'4 senior averaging 6.8 a game, Nick Hoopengrunner. And another 6'4 senior averaging 6.2 a game, Alex Boggs. Ryan Heklinski, third year at Mishawaka, 10-9 this season, 36-29 in his three seasons at Mishawaka, 404 wins, 232 losses in 28 years overall as a head coach. Corey Barker listed at 6'8". Trent Johnson at 6'2". Just center court to jump it up. Do you believe he's 6'8"?
I do not.
I do not either.
I do not.
6'6 tops.
But I am 100% distracted by the referee. I'm sorry.
Tip up, and Mishawaka had it for a second. Boggs does end up with it. So the cavemen moving right to left despite that size advantage on the tip. Double screen over to the right goes Raheem Brayton to the wing. Up top, it is Johnson into the lane. Dishes down low through the hands of Boggs. And Glenn takes it on the turnover.
Probably a spot there where you wanted to see Johnson just take that shot as opposed to that extra pass. I think he had a lane.
Down in the left corner, the three does not go for their big man. Hoopengarner has the rebound. Hoopengarner averaging 4.7 caroms per game. On the left wing, extended between the circles, it goes to Yohe. Into the lane, Trent Johnson, floater off the back iron. Barker has the Glenn rebound. Just into the Kevin Putz, the first Midwest Mortgage first quarter. No score. Down to the block, it goes to Hanna, and there comes Hoopengarner, his 18th block of the season. Rebound,
nice.
Trent Johnson.
Sorry about that. That was really nice. He came in, little help side defense, because Hanna was backing down Boggs, and he was having a lot of success doing it.
Maddox Yohe is fouled as he drives on the left. The foul is going to go against Robbie Porter. That is his first. Maddox Yohe not in the act of shooting. They do say on the floor, the inbound, and Yohe will end up with it. Left wing Johnson, and he and Yohe play catch. Still no score, just over a minute into the first quarter. Screen by Hoopengarner. Johnson goes to the right off it, hands it off on the wing to Brayton. Dribbling with the left hand, now to the right, and back to the left as he moves to that side. Hands it off, Yohe gets a screen from Hoopengarner, stops at the free throw line, and outside on the wing it goes. Between the legs, Johnson drives, puts it up, and it's in.
Wow, that was an answered prayer there for Johnson, because he was almost falling down. I think he almost got a little tripped up there heading into the lane, kind of flipped it up and went in, nothing but the bottom of the net.
Yeah, I thought for a second maybe he'd be called for traveling, but
yeah,
no call there. Into the lane it goes for Glenn. Outside it goes to Kaiser, and a save ball in. Interesting, because as the ball goes out of bounds, they'll discuss who it's off. So we had a guy for Glenn who was listed as number three, but the scorebook said zero, and he's actually wearing number three here tonight, Silas Kaiser.
So there you go.
After we went through all that in our pregame, now I've got to mark up my book again. So Kaiser wearing the number he was supposed to be wearing. Brayton with a basketball. Picket fence up high. Over to the left and back to the right. Johnson drives right side of the lane. Puts it up, and it crawls off the iron and in.
Well,
and
this is how you want Johnson to get hot early. He'll put up a bunch of shots, but they're starting to fall for him early, which is different than the last few games. So hopefully that is a consistent thing for Mishawaka. And if it is, their leading scorer is going to be their leading scorer again.
4-0 Mishawaka. Johnson is their leading scorer at 15.5 a game. Drive down the right baseline. Bounces a couple times up there and gets the friendly roll for Robbie Porter. 4-2 now, Mishawaka on top. Johnson coming off a 14-point effort in the win over St. Joe, Michigan Tuesday. Scored 9 last Saturday in the overtime win over Wawasee. Just the third time this season he's been kept out of double figures. 4-2 Cavemen. Hoopengarner gets a screen from Boggs and goes right. Dribbles behind his back. Stomps on the wing. Outside to Brayton. 4:42 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Yohe heads toward the baseline on the left. Passes outside instead. Brayton standing on the block M. Brayton goes to the right, into the lane, dishes outside. Boggs just in front of the free throw line. Swish, Alex Boggs with his first bucket, 6-2 Mishawaka.
Yeah, nice dish there by Brayton as he was heading into the lane. Gets right where Boggs wants it.
Pull up from the right for John Glenn. Does not go for Robbie Porter. Rebound underneath. Nothing doing. Good defense underneath the basket by the Cavemen. Rebound Brayton. Outside it goes. Here's Johnson. Right elbow jump shot. Good. Trent Johnson already with 6 points. And Mishawaka leads 8-2.
Yeah, he's already 3-for-4 from the field, so he's seeing the basket very, very well already tonight.
3 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Down on the right block, Bryson Hanna tries to take it up and draws the foul on Boggs. So Hanna will go to the free throw line where he shoots 61%. He is a freshman, 11.4 points per game, listed at 6'3", and he is a solid-looking freshman.
He is every bit of 6'3", there's no question about that. And he's, what do you think, 210?
That's kind of what Ron Heklinski was estimating, somewhere around there, 210, 215,
yeah,
something like that.
He has got some thick legs, some thick arms. I mean, this kid does not look like a 14, 15-year-old, that is for sure.
He made the first free throw, missed the second. Corey Barker with the rebound after the miss. It's 8-3 Mishawaka. Left baseline, and Hoopengarner blocks another one out of there. Out of bounds and over to the Cavemen. Hoopengarner with a team-high 17 blocks coming into tonight. Couple of swats already here in the first quarter, and significant because of the size that Glenn has inside.
Well, and both of those blocks have been help side blocks. They weren't on his guy. He's doing a great job of help side defense.
Parker loses the basketball. Devon Parker had just come in. Parker misses the shot after the redirect near the rim by Trent Johnson. Missed shot out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Glenn. Hoopengarner out, Latrell Franklin in. Latrell did not make the trip to St. Joe, Michigan Tuesday, but seeing action here in the first quarter with his team leading 8-3. Right corner, Barker has the basketball. Barker, despite that size, he'll put up the threes. Down on the block, this time a block by Trent Johnson on Hanna. Here comes Johnson racing up court into some contact, and he'll go to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, good transition there for Mishawaka, able to get the block on one end and be able to sprint down the other side. Going to be shooting some free throws here, first time to the line for Trent Johnson.
Ron Heklinski saying they really wanted to push the tempo against Glenn tonight. We saw that right there with Johnson going to the free throw line. He's a 73% free throw shooter. The first one good, and he already has 7 points. Bryson Hanna will sit down as Jank Frankowitz, a 6'5 junior, comes in. Another free throw for Johnson. Crawls off the rim. Offensive rebound by Boggs. Then he had it blocked, taking it back up. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Mishawaka leads Glenn 9-3. Knocked out of bounds on the far side of the floor into the sparse Mishawaka student section tonight.
It's a good word for it. It grew a little bit since the last time I looked over there.
See a few football players over there, like Derek Dawson.
Is it flannel night? Is that what the theme
is? It's something night. Is it farm night? Parker's three is strong, and Boggs up for the rebound. Johnson, no look, down low, and the layup is good for Devon Parker. Again, in transition, Mishawaka pushes the tempo. Devon Parker with the layup for his first bucket. Mishawaka leads by 8, 11-3, back in 30 seconds on WSBT. Mishawaka with an 8-point lead over John Gled. 2.5 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. The Cavemen pushing some tempo early to jump out to an 8-point advantage. Drive down the left baseline. Hoopengarner goes for the block on Carter Young, but will be whistled for the foul.
I'll tell you what, I don't really like that call right there, Sean. It was called by the official that's closest to us, kind of at the top. And there was an official right on the baseline, right in front of that play, who did not call it. Well, I just don't think he was in good position.
I agree with you. I'm trying to figure out something diplomatic to say. I'll save it. We'll see how this game is called by this person in particular as this game goes on.
Fair enough.
How about that?
I love it.
It's now 11-5 after Carter Young makes a pair of free throws for the Falcons. Trent Johnson stops at the free throw line, passes left wing, up fake by Brayton, who hit 5-3 Saturday against Wawasee. And there's a three. Ring it up, Trent Johnson. He has 10 in the first quarter with just under 2 to play. Mishawaka leads by 9.
Yeah, and a little full court pressure there too, which Glenn is able to break.
Rebound, Franklin bounces it up court to Brayton behind the back. Johnson, and the layup is good.
I absolutely love that play. These guys love to get out and run, and Heklinski is letting them do it, which is something that is awesome. That's going to be a travel right there.
Yep, traveling on Glenn. It would have been another, or it is another turnover. It would have been a steal and probably an easy bucket with the Cavemen leading 16-5. Brayton took it on the right side of the lane. Bender in front of him, zipped it behind his back, and Trent Johnson on the left side for the easy layup on that last play.
Yeah, these guys want to run, Sean, and you can tell because when you get certain lineups in here from Mishawaka, that's what they're going to be good at. And with this particular lineup that I'm seeing, they're going to want to get up and down the court fast.
Caleb Williams is in. He uses a screen by Hoopengarner and goes right. Ball fake. Brayton comes in, floats it up, catches the rim, won't go, rebound, tapped around. Franklin takes it off to Hoopengarner. Actually, that was Brayton. Hoopengarner with the bucket, though. Brayton falling out of bounds with another nice play. And now here's a steal, and they've got it right back, already leading by 13 points. 18-5. On the left wing, Latrell Franklin spinning. Finds Hoopengarner at the high post. Hands it off Parker. Drives down, and the layup is good.
You know what? John Glenn just has no answer for the speed of Devon Parker. I mean, he came around that screen. There were two John Glenn defenders right there to meet him. He just ran right by both of them.
It's now 20-5, Mishawaka. 45 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. The Cavemen off to the races with the basketball. Young on the left passes it off and over to Frankowitz. Now on the right wing it goes to Kaser. Frankowitz up high, down to the left corner. A drive down the baseline. Won't go for Young. Rebound to Hoopengarner. Up court, here's Brayton. Splits two defenders, and the wraparound layup is good.
Man, just enough English to kiss it off the glass there. He was underneath the basket when he shot that, and he was able to get it around for the layup.
It has been all Mishawaka, and the Cavemen finding another gear here late in the first quarter as Devon Parker is whistled for his first foul. It's 22-15, Mishawaka with 12.6 to play in the first quarter.
This is one of the better first quarters that we've seen out of this team all season, and they're just having a great time playing good, solid, full-court defense and then turning that defense into offense.
Inbound, Hannah takes it. Hannah will bounce it off, and the layup is good for Kaser for his first bucket. 22-7, 3 seconds to go. Raheem Brayton, Hoopengarner, long three, online, just hits off the iron, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. Would have been a big exclamation mark had that gone. 22-7, Mishawaka leads by 15 at the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Back in 1 minute on WSBT. At the start of the second quarter, Mishawaka leads John Glenn 22-7. A blistering first quarter led by Trent Johnson, leading all scorers with 12, including a three and a couple of free throws. Glenn with a basketball.
We're on an 88-point clip here, Sean, if we keep this up.
Frankowitz, right wing, looking inside, dribbles, passes over to the left to Young. Young with a right hand, comes right, down to Frankowitz in the corner, up fake, back outside Young. Glenn in the half-court set on the left and down to the block. Franklin trying to rip it away from Young. It goes out of bounds.
Well, what I liked about that is as soon as that ball came down to the block, which is where Mishawaka is going to struggle because they don't have anybody that can go down there, he was triple-teamed immediately.
Yeah.
He got hands on the ball, hands on the back. It was great.
Inbound Frankowitz, and Franklin knocked it away from him and then ended up kicking it out of bounds before being able to corral it on the far side of the floor, so Glenn will keep the basketball. He was trying to get running before he had the ball that time.
I like the idea. The execution wasn't there, that's all.
Kaiser over the left to Young, and now stripped away. Raheem Brayton now, Mishawaka with numbers. Here comes Brayton. Layup won't go, but the follow was good for Alex Boggs.
Yeah, great follow there by Boggs, being in the right place at the right time. It in the air, grabbing the rebound and putting it right back up.
24-7 now, a 17-point lead for the Cavemen. A minute gone, seven remaining here in the second quarter. Glenn having a really tough time handling Mishawaka so far. Frankowitz, after a missed shot, up fake, then takes it up, won't go, out of bounds, and back over to Mishawaka.
Well, and what Mishawaka is doing is they're just playing that attacking, man-to-man, in-your-face defense, and they're doing it full court. So they're not giving John Glenn any time to rest or relax. And John Glenn wants to run half-court sets. They want to run their offense. Mishawaka wants to do the exact opposite.
Raheem Brayton, Trent Johnson, Latrell Franklin, Alex Bonds, Caleb Williams on the floor for the Cavemen. 24-7, Mishawaka leads. Johnson left wing, backs it out with Kaiser getting up at his chest. Standing on the M is Brayton, right wing Williams. Brayton gets it back, left wing Johnson. Looks left of the lane, Boggs pivots, fending off a defender. Johnson dishes back down low to Boggs, and he uses the glass to bank it in.
Yeah, Glenn is sitting in a 2-1-2 zone right now, and Mishawaka has good ball movement. And when Glenn tries to collapse on the ball, they're finding open guys. Mishawaka's just doing a great job of seeing the floor.
Cavemen lead 26-7 now. Right block, Hannah reverses it down into the left corner. It goes back over the right as Porter took it. Now Robbie Porter down low. It goes, and the layup is good for Robbie Porter. You got Jack Porter and Robbie Porter both on the floor right now. 26-9. That breaks a long drought for John Glenn as Mishawaka pushed the lead up to 19 for a moment. Caleb Williams has it taken away as Kaiser ends up with it, and he will lay it home at the other end.
That was a good defensive play there by Kaiser because he was able to get his hands in there and he knocked that ball loose and then stay with it, pick up the loose ball, and put it down for two.
Now it's 26-11, 5:10 to play in the first half. Maddox Yohe ready to check back in for Mishawaka. Caleb Williams comes out to the middle, now over the right wing. Stops his dribble with a defender there with his arms in his face. Johnson bounces it down. Williams in the corner, back out on the wing to Johnson. Trying to bounce it inside. Loose ball ends up in the corner to Raheem Brayton, who rings it up for three.
I mean, when you pick up a loose ball and just chuck a three and it goes down, you know something's going right for you. And Raheem Brayton was in the right place at the right time, able to knock down that corner three.
Raheem Brayton, as Kaiser hits the shot at the other end to make it 29-13. Raheem Brayton has hit 8 three-pointers in the last week after he came into a week ago with 6 three-pointers all season. He now has 14. Now he takes another one. This one off the back iron, though. The rebound is pulled down by Jack Porter. 29-13, and of course, Raheem Brayton with all 15 of his points on 5 3-pointers in the overtime win over Wawasee last Saturday. Coming down the left baseline, dish off, Porter ends up having it knocked back to him. Hannah takes it away from Trent Johnson and lays it in. That's his first field goal, Bryson Hannah, and it makes it a 14-point game, 29-15 Mishawaka, 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. Brayton, alley-oop down low, Johnson misses the dunk, rebound though taken by Latrell Franklin.
That's about as close as it gets without being able to put it down. He was up there and then had to hang on the rim a little bit so he didn't fall down.
Franklin thought about a step back three, gave it up. Now Williams takes a three and he'll ring the bell.
Well, if I guess you can't complete the alley-oop, you keep possession, you drain a three, I guess that works out better for Mishawaka, right?
Why not? Caleb Williams with his 7th 3-pointer of the season. John Glenn sails a pass out of bounds, and the coaching staff wanted a tip ball.
They got the tip ball.
Oh, did they end up giving it back to him?
Yeah, they certainly did.
It
was the same official who called it one way first, completely got swayed by the coaching staff, and he called it the other way now. Didn't even confer with the other officials, by the way. That's what I wanted to get at.
Barker takes the inbound. Free throw line jump shot for the John Glenn senior is good, and it's 32-17 Mishawaka. 3 to play in the first half. On the right wing, it is Parker. Outside it goes Trent Johnson. Johnson fending off a defender over to Parker. He'll take a three from the right wing, and Devon Parker rings one up. He has 7, and that is his first 3-pointer of the season.
Well, and Mishawaka shooting 4 of 6 from beyond the arc right now. That's 67%. And if you're shooting almost 70% from 3, you're doing something right.
2.5 to play. Maddox Yohe with a steal. 35-17 Caveman. Alex Boggs, why not take a 3? This one doesn't go, though, as he put it up from the left wing. Everybody getting 3-point fever as Porter takes the Glenn rebound. And now, at the other end, Barker takes a 3. It won't go. Crashing for the rebound, Porter down low, and Devon Parker with a block shot. Here comes Parker through traffic. Parker loses it for a second, and now he does lose it as Porter goes down to get it. He had a big man standing in front of him, did Parker, and he tried to alter his direction but lost the ball. Now back at the other end, a collision in the lane. What are we going to have?
Yeah, they're going to call a blocking foul on Yohe. He was just standing there, and I thought the Glenn player came in a little out of control, kind of did a right, left, right, dropped a shoulder, and Yohe goes flying, and they call the foul on Yohe.
2 to play in the first half. Mishawaka on top, 35-17. Inbound is taken by Young, spinning on the baseline, and Yohe is going to be called for another foul.
He didn't even have his hands on the offensive player. I honestly thought that they were going to call a travel. It looked like he took 3 steps before he got rid of the ball. But instead, they're going to call the second foul on Yohe. Did not see that one.
No.
And I guess technically, Yohi's in foul trouble now. He's got 2 with 2 minutes to go in the first half.
That's 5 on the Cavemen. Inbound, Hannah takes it through the lane. He'll lay it in. That makes it 35-19 Mishawaka. Minute 43 to play in the first half. Trent Johnson takes his time as he walks it across half court. Ron Heklinski from the near sideline barks out some instruction. Parker passes off to Yohe. Yohe goes left and passes back to his right to Johnson. Yohe gets it back on the wing. A minute 25 to play in the first half. Yohe will dribble between the circles over the right, hands it off on the wing to Johnson. Johnson wants to drive off the glass, called for traveling.
Now, there was an awful lot of contact in there before he put that shot up, but I guess he took one too many steps before he got that shot up.
35-19. Have you noticed who's made the majority of calls in this game tonight?
Certainly have.
Bounce pass down to the right baseline, and outside it goes to the left wing. 3 doesn't go. Hoopengarner with his 3rd rebound. Johnson pull up, free throw line short. Rebound knocked around. Boggs fights for it and takes it. Boggs down low, and a jump ball is going to be called. It'll stay with the Cavemen.
Well, I like how aggressive that Boggs and Bubengarner have been, both on the offense and the defensive side, just going after loose balls, blocking shots. I mean, Mishawaka in general on defense has had, this is the most blocks that they've ever had in a game, I think.
35-19, Mishawaka. Their biggest lead has been 19. They lead by 16 right now with 45 seconds to go in the first half. Ron Hicklinski calling Devon Parker and Maddox Yohe out off the baseline. Johnson holding the ball, far side of the floor. A defender there with him, the count on, and then the gap widened and the count was off. 30 seconds to go. Back near midcourt, near side, Parker goes behind his back, stops and passes outside to Johnson. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Johnson with the count on, going to have to do something. Gives it up to Devon Parker as John Glenn extends the defense. Parker back to Johnson, 10 seconds to play in the half. Johnson with 7 seconds, now 6. Crossover through the lane, pull up left elbow. Shot is short. Rebound Glenn, a heave at the buzzer, and that will be the end of the first half. Mishawaka takes a 16-point lead into the locker room.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I understand holding for the last shot and all, but there wasn't a whole lot of subbing done by John Glenn. They were huffing and puffing there defensively.
Yeah.
I think you keep the pressure on there at that point, but either way, you got a good lead going into halftime. Obviously, you don't want to give that up. 16-point lead, you'll take that into halftime. I just hope they keep the pressure up in the second half.
Mishawaka led 22-7 at the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. They outscored Glenn by just a point, 13-12 in the second quarter. So 35-19 is the halftime score as the Cavemen were in control throughout the first half. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Matt Embry will have the U.S. Sign Crafters halftime scoreboard show. After that, the RBI's unlimited halftime statistics. Mishawaka on top of John Glenn, 35-19. You're listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. We prepare for the second half with Mishawaka leading John Glenn 35-19. Nick Hoopengarner, Alex Boggs, Maddox Yohe, Raheem Brayton, Trent Johnson on the floor for the Cavemen. It is Barker, Young, Kaiser, Hannah, and Robbie Porter for John Glenn. Glenn inbounds to start the second half. Up top, a three-pointer is good for Robbie Porter. He has 7 points. That's his 15th three of the season, and it's just a 13-point Cavemen lead as we start the Calzada Repair third. Off the screen, Brayton, right side of the lane, stops at the elbow. Out to Boggs, stops his dribble, shovels it out to Trent Johnson. Johnson to the right wing and hands it off to Brayton. Brayton over to the left wing, hands it off to Yohe. Down low it goes to Boggs, and traveling will be called on him.
Now here's my issue with that call, Sean. He never had control of the ball. So how can it be a travel if he didn't have the ball in his hand?
I agree.
So... and it was called by the guy on the baseline who was body covered, you know, body,
right,
whatever. He couldn't see the ball. So, yes, he took a lot of steps, but he never had control of the ball.
I concur. Outside it goes and through the hands of Young. Out of bounds in the corner and over to the Cavemen, who lead by 13.
Now, as Mishawaka goes back down here on offense, John Glenn is taking a page out of the Caveman book. They're going with a pressure man-to-man defense now, where they played zone the entire first half. So far, it has worked for them as they cause a turnover in the first possession.
Boggs hands it off. Trent Johnson draws the foul as he takes it to the rim. Barker went up to try to block it. That'll be his first foul. Corey Barker listed it 6'8". It sends Trent Johnson to the line. He was 1-for-2 at the stripe in the first half. 12 points. And this one hard off the back iron. Well, it all went right for Mishawaka in the first half. The Calzada Repair third quarter off to a sluggish beginning, though.
Agreed. And this is only the second trip to the line for Trent Johnson. He's the only person to go to the line for Mishawaka in this game.
And he misses both free throws here. Barker takes the rebound. Glenn with a basketball, down by 13. Glenn team that came into the night with a 14-6 record. Three doesn't go. Offensive rebound, though, by Hannah. What's the call in the lane? Foul on the floor. It's going to be Alex Boggs, and that'll be his second. That's the one thing Boggs and Hoopengarner have both been in and out of foul trouble at different points this season. Cal's out of repair third quarter, 6:22 to play. Down to the right corner, Barker takes the three and buries it.
Well, and Barker has taken, Barker has taken five threes already, so he finally hit one. He was 0-4 going into that shot.
He's a 45% three-point shooter. That's his 38th make of the year. A 30-second timeout with Mishawaka now leading by just 10 on WSBT. Third quarter, Mishawaka has the basketball, leading by just 10. They've been outscored 6-0 so far here in the third. Pass outside to Yohi, bounce pass over to Trent Johnson on the wing, up fake, off to Raheem Brayton. Brayton backing it out, goes between the legs, backs it out once again, stays on the wing, over the right wing, Hoopengarner. Boggs looking to set a screen up high. Hoopengarner, though, will dribble off to the left. Brayton, ball fake right, passes left to Hoopengarner, to the wing to Yohi. 5:33 to play in the third. Boggs drives right side of the lane, off the foot of a John Glenn player. It was off the foot of a John Glenn player, and then it rolled out of bounds, but they're going to give it to the Falcons.
Well, it was clearly off of his foot, too. And the referee, it was right here, look to somebody else to make the call. We talked about this before, and I hate to get on the officials, even though I do it a lot. Don't look to another guy.
If you're standing there, you've got to make the call.
And if you're going to blow the whistle, know what you're blowing the whistle for and make the call. I have a huge problem with that. Everybody in the gym saw that it went off of his foot.
Except the guy who had to make the call.
Right.
35-25. Mishawaka led by 19 at one point in the first half, down to a 10-point lead right now, and Glenn with a basketball after that turnover. Mishawaka still yet to score in the Calzada repair third quarter. Left wing, Porter. Outside it goes Young. Now Kaser, Barker, as Latrell Franklin in, an errant pass, saved inbounds. Mishawaka's going to end up with it, though. Three on three, Johnson out to Franklin. Now Hoopengarner, top of the key. Hoopengarner passes right wing to Brayton. 4:48 to play in the Calzada repair third. Brayton holding off to Franklin. Mishawaka yet to get anything going here in the third quarter. Outside to Brayton. High post it goes to Hoopengarner. Back outside, Franklin. He directs Yohi down low. Franklin thought about a drive but pulls it back outside with John Glenn packing the defense in. 4:19 now to go in the Calzada repair third. Franklin dribbling outside. Thought about taking about a 17-footer. Didn't, though, and gives it up to Brayton. Now Yohi. Left wing Franklin as we head toward four to play in the third quarter.
Anybody else find it funny that Barker is guarding Yohi? A little bit of a mismatch there.
Franklin holding the basketball, pivots, hands it off to Yohi. High post, Hoopengarner. Back outside to Franklin, it goes. Franklin to Raheem Brayton between the circles. Brayton takes the three-pointer, it won't go. Hoopengarner's follow won't go, and then Porter takes the rebound. Now a turnover by Glenn. Brayton threw some contact. Here's Franklin, zips it off of the no-look across the lane to Hoopengarner. The layup is good.
What a beautiful pass by Franklin in transition there.
Glenn tries the same thing back at the other end. It is knocked out of bounds, 37-25. Mishawaka back on top by 12 points, and we have seen some great ball movement tonight by the Cavemen.
Well, it's just they have a sixth sense to know where each other are at, especially in transition. We've had two behind-the-back assists on made free throws, and they're finding guys that are wide open. It's just been very impressive. they're doing such a great job of finding each other.
Raheem Brayton's going to get a breather as Devon Parker comes in. Inbound to Barker. Big contact and an offensive foul called as 6'8" runs into 6' Maddox Yohe. Yohe standing his ground, and Barker picks up his second foul.
Yeah, it was a good call, too, because Yohe was just standing there waiting, and in comes Barker on the move to try to put up that shot, and it's going to call. And Coach Hanna here is going to call a timeout. He's not happy. I think he called timeout just so he can argue with the refs a little bit more.
3:13 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Mishawaka leads 37-25. This will be a full timeout. 1 minute on WSBT. Mishawaka on top of John Glenn, 37-25. The Cavemen will be inbounding coming out of this timeout as Travis Hanna voicing some displeasure with one of the officials right in front of the John Glenn bench. Mishawaka by 12 as we wait. Maddox Yohe inbounds to Parker, and then Parker gives it right back to Yohe, who trots across half court. Yohe to Latrell Franklin. Parker on the right wing with a defender. Young right there. Right side of the lane, Yohe. Down to the baseline it goes. 16-footer short for Hoopengarner. Porter, the Robbie variety, with the rebound for Glenn. Barker to Hanna, left baseline, contact, and Hoopengarner is going to pick up a foul. That'll be his second.
Yeah, Hoopengarner's doing everything he can to stand his ground down there. Hanna is a big boy, and he's about twice the width of Hoopengarner. So him holding his ground there, any kind of physical contact, Hoopengarner is going to fly backwards, and they're going to call the foul on him every time.
Does it seem like there's just more general confusion this quarter than we've ever seen before?
Absolutely.
It's very weird. Inbound left corner. Barker's three doesn't go. Caleb Williams, who just came in, pulls down the rebound. Williams coming off a three-point effort against St. Joe, Michigan. Scoreless in that Wawasee game last week. Didn't even take a shot in limited minutes. Williams on the left wing. We also haven't seen Sicario Thomas tonight. Williams takes a three. It's short. Rebound, Robbie Porter. Sicario Thomas, back-to-back double-digit games against Wawasee and St. Joe, Michigan, but has not played tonight. And now a blocking foul coming against the Cavemen. Latrell Franklin for the foul. I would rather just see a call game. I don't need a call made. I don't need to see an official want to be the show. I don't know about you.
Oh, my goodness. It's like watching Naked Gun with the umpire. You know, yeah. It's not necessary.
It's all night. It was obvious in the warm-ups.
Oh, yeah.
2:08 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Parker had the ball bounce off his back. Hanna takes it, zips it across the lane to Barker. What's the call here?
How's there a foul? He didn't even touch him.
Fell on the floor, apparently on Latrell Franklin. So all that lobbying that Travis Hanna did apparently has paid dividends for Glenn.
The
guy whose ear he was in made that call.
The kid spun around the defender and he got a foul called on him.
And now he has it stripped away from him in the lane. Caleb Williams behind his back loses it. And to Young it goes. And here comes Raheem Brayton. And now another turnover as Mishawaka gets it right back. Parker free throw line. Jump shot swish. Breaks some helter-skelter play, and Devon Parker with a season-high 9 points now. 39-25. Mishawaka has still scored just 4 points. And how is this going to be an off or a
block?
A block, because Trent Johnson was standing there waiting for Hanna to bring his body into him, and the foul is going to be called on Trent Johnson.
Yeah, he's trying to say that Trent Johnson moved into him, but he didn't move at all.
He was standing his ground waiting.
I'm sorry, that's another terrible call.
That's the first on Johnson. It'll send. Well, they're going to call it on the floor too, which is interesting.
I think there's a chance they're going to change it. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. They're not going to change it.
Nope. And Travis Hanna, the Glenn coach, not happy that they're not. I mean, I happen to agree with him. If it's, you know, if that's what they're going to call,
right,
that it should have been a shooting foul. Now another turnover. Devon Parker with it. On the right side, Franklin with a minute 18 to go in the Calzada Repair third. Franklin drives. Layup.
Oh,
the show was going to call a carry.
They're going to call a carry. Apparently it was, because Aklinski also agrees that it was a carry. But, man.
39-25. Mishawaka leads with a minute 12 to play in the Calzada Repair third. Kaiser bounces it off to Hanna. Outside it goes on the right. Down to the baseline. Up top, Frankowitz will cue a three. Hard off the back iron. Rebound, Raheem Brayton. Ron Heklinski holding up four with his left hand. Telling his team to slow down. Bounce pass over to Johnson. He'll pull up in the middle of the lane. It catches the rim and it drops through.
Nice take there by Johnson. Able to get up and over both defenders for John Glenn and just kind of put that in from about 3 feet away.
First bucket for him in the third quarter. Driving layup is blocked. Johnson with a rebound. Long outlet. Here comes Latrell Franklin. Layup won't go. The follow for Raheem Brayton does, though.
That's a good follow by Brayton. It was a nice take by Franklin, but there was some defense there by Frankowitz.
Left wing, three does not go for Glenn. Out of bounds with 15.7 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. And Mishawaka now back on top by 18 after Glenn got it down to a 10-point deficit. I tell you what, though, a couple plays like that. I think Boggs had one earlier. I like the follow by the caveman,
yeah,
following up those baskets, not just, you know, kind of resting and thinking that somebody's going to take that shot for granted.
Oh, absolutely. Just kind of hanging back because you know it's going to be a fast break.
Hoopengarner's going to pick up his third as Hanna takes it up after the inbound. Travis Hanna, the head coach, his son Bryson, the freshman, to the free throw line. Dribbles, bends the knees, puts it up, and it crawls through. Hanna with 6 points now tonight. He's coming off an 18-point effort against South Bend St. Joe last week. Next free throw up, it rattles down. He has 7, his career high 22 against Clay earlier this year. Mishawaka's lead is 16 with 8 seconds to play in the Calzada Repair third. Williams nearly had it stolen, now into backcourt. They do have it stolen away. Devon Parker gets it right back, though, as he zips out of nowhere and prevents an easy transition bucket for John Glenn. 43-27 in a crazy third quarter.
Very disjointed third quarter, but we'll also have some wrestling updates for you when we come back.
All right, sounds good. So we'll take just 30 seconds, and we'll get to some of those wrestling updates from the state tournament. Mishawaka leading by 16 at the end of 3 in WSBT. We'll go to the fourth quarter with Mishawaka leading 43-27. Vince got some state wrestling tournament updates.
So unfortunately, Mishawaka's 0-2 so far tonight. Brendan Mark at 126 was pinned at 334 by Ron Colley's Braden Lowry, and at 170, Cody Timmerman lost an 8-4 decision to Robert Dieters from Castle.
So you still have Jacob LaPlace, Joe Walker, and JT Thomas.
Correct.
Who would probably be the, you know, the three guys with the best opportunity to place, even though, again, two of those guys placed fourth at semi-state last week. LaPlace won the semi-state championship. 16-point Mishawaka lead at the start of the fourth quarter, 43-27. It was an 8-8 third quarter. And as you said, the most disjointed quarter of basketball we've probably seen all year.
No doubt about it, from both teams. No doubt.
Yeah. Part of that's the tone gets set with by how officials are going to call the game, though, too.
Well, they're letting Glenn play some uptight defense. I mean, hands-on type defense. So I hope they don't call it, as they say, both ways.
And now Ron Heklinski takes a timeout with Latrell Franklin standing in front of him. Latrell Franklin Not real happy with whatever he just heard from Ron Hicklinski. 7:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka by 16, back in 30 seconds on WSBT. Nick Hoopegarner is in for Latrell Franklin. 7:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka leads John Glenn 43-27. Trent Johnson, left side, knocked away from him, out of bounds. They're going to say John Glenn basketball.
I guess I'll defer to the officials on this one because I didn't have a good view of it, but it looked like the ball got poked out by John Glenn, so you would assume that it would have been off of his hand, but
right.
Apparently it was not. How is that not a travel? He just went to his knees.
He falls down. Trent Johnson ties him up as he tries to secure it. Jump ball is called. John Glenn keeps possession, and both coaches are just beside themselves right now with what they're seeing on the floor.
To be honest with you, I don't blame either one of them at this point. I think Travis Hanna, the head coach of John Glenn, wanted a timeout there. I think.
And now a timeout is being granted, apparently.
No, it's a warning. Sideline warning.
Okay.
He doesn't care. He's going to keep firing at him.
As he and the official who warned him keep kind of going back and forth. Finally, the inbound. Hoopengarner nearly with a steal. Frankowitz takes it, though. Left corner, Kaiser. Out to the wing it goes. Porter drives across the lane, and his pull-up from the right side is good. Porter has 9, and Mishawaka's lead is 14 with 6:47 remaining. Johnson, no look inside. Brayton called for traveling.
Now, Ron Hicklinski's going to tell us, guys, look, we got a big lead here. Slow down. There's no need to rush. And while to a degree I understand that and I agree with him, to an other side, I just don't. Go fast, man.
Well,
that's what got you where
you're
at.
I think what happened there is they were kind of caught in between because we've talked about tempo as another foul was called, this one coming on Maddox Yohe. But Glenn was already set up in a half-court offense.
Right,
you know,
at that point, you pull it out and
right,
you run something.
Or at half-court defense, excuse me.
Right.
But Yohe called for his third foul. That's number 7 on the cavebin. So Silas Kaiser will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. He's a 63% shooter. Kaiser bends the knees, puts it up, and hits. He has 7 points. His season high 13 against Oregon Davis earlier this season. The 13-point game after the first free throw. He makes the second. Has 8, and it's a 12-point caveman lead. Trent Johnson in backcourt, trying to get it out. Passes up to Hoopengarner on the left. Maddox Yohe to Raheem Brayton. Back to Yohe, standing on the M, high pass. Down toward the baseline, it goes to Trent Johnson. Gets smothered right away defensively. Deflected pass down to the right corner. Brayton, 3 won't go. Weak side rebound is taken by Jack Porter and John Glenn. Down to the corner it goes. Robbie Porter gets it from Jack Porter. Robbie Porter will pull up from 15. It won't go. Brayton fighting for the rebound. Taken by Hanna. Misses his shot, but then tips it back up and in.
That was a good follow by Hanna to get up in between 2 Mishawaka cavemen for that rebound and the score.
Brayton drives all the way, and with a ball fake in hand, he lays it in.
Not only was it a ball fake, it was a behind-the-back ball fake.
Out it goes to Porter. The 3 won't go. Maddox Yohe with the rebound on the weak side, trying to get the defender off his back. Deflected ball into the hands of Glenn. The 3 is short. Rebound Robbie Porter. Dishes down low, and Frankowitz lays it in. This has just been the craziest second half I have seen, as Mishawaka's lead is down to 10 again, 45-35. 5:23 to play in the fourth. We've got a timeout taken by John Glenn. We'll take a 30 on WSBT. 45-35, Mishawaka leads John Glenn. 10 with 5:23 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Inbound goes to Maddox Yohe. Trent Johnson takes it right back from him. Mishawaka with numbers. Outside it goes Raheem Brayton. Maddox Yohe with a basketball is going to be tripped up, and I'm surprised they didn't call him for traveling on that.
I looked at the official thinking that that might be what they would call there, honestly.
This has been a clown show tonight.
It is
just a clown show, and it starts with the bald guy across the floor.
There's no question about it.
Raheem Brayton stops at the free throw line after the drive. 5:05 to play. Mishawaka leading by 10. Brayton into the lane. Passes outside. Left wing Johnson, 3. It won't go. Rebound taken underneath by Bryson Hanna.
Well, and it appears that Mishawaka is not taking advantage of some fast break opportunities, some drive opportunities, and they're settling for a three-point shot when I think they had better shot opportunities the last time down the floor. I still want them to be aggressive offensively. You still got 5 minutes to go in this game.
Yeah, 4:47 remaining. Mishawaka 45 and John Glenn 35. Raheem Brayton in backcourt. Gets it into front court, gets doubled right away, and will be fouled. Silas Kaser right there will be called for it, and that'll be just the fourth on the Falcons in the second half. Yohe to inbound, looking, bounces it off to Boggs. Back to Yohe again on the wing, and it is thrown away. Porter with a basketball, Hoopengarner trying to poke it away from him. We're going to have a foul, and it's going to be Raheem Brayton actually called for it.
Yeah, he just got tied up there as the John Glenn defender came over the half-court line. Just got tied up with him, so he's going to get called. That one, I think I actually agree with.
To the free throw line, Carter Young, 64%. He's 2-for-2 at the stripe tonight. That was number 8 on Mishawaka. He misses the front end of the 1-and-1, comes over Brayton's back, fighting for the rebound after the miss. No call. Right corner it goes. Young, pass inside to Porter. Swatted out of there by Trent Johnson, and a foul is called.
Wow.
I just don't know what I'm seeing tonight, Vince. I don't even know what I'm looking at tonight, and I don't like to go where we're going, but I don't even know what we're looking at tonight.
The ball was above the player's head. Trent Johnson came around, swatted the ball across the court in a direction that there is no chance he could have touched his hand, and yet he gets called for the foul.
45-35, the lead still 10 for Mishawaka. A dribble at the line, the free throw misses by Robbie Porter. He's got another one coming. Devon Parker sits down. Devon Parker comes in. Maddox Yohe sits down. The official going to the scorer's table, talking to the scoreboard operator about something.
Here's where we need that Brian Miller crowd mic. The game last year, he put that mic right on the scorer's table so we could hear all the conversation.
What could the conversation be about?
I don't know. Right, we're in between two free throws, so there can't be anything wrong with the time. Well, it says 42.1 seconds. That can't possibly be right.
No. So that's, how did the, okay, there we go. 421.
Okay.
I can't see what the time is through the backboard right there, so I couldn't see that.
I don't know how it went from 4 minutes and 21 seconds to 4.2 seconds, but it did.
Porter goes 1-of-2 at the line, and Mishawaka leads by just single digits now for the first time since midway through the first quarter. They led by as many as 19 in the first quarter. Johnson had it knocked away from him momentarily, gets it back. Over to the left it goes. Hoopengarner, deflected ball. A lot of contact. Devon Parker saves it, but it's finally taken away by Kaser. Now down low. Brayton blocks a shot. Outside it goes, and Kaser ends up with a basketball for Glenn. Young, outside. Barker, 3 from up top. Rims off. Boggs taps the rebound over to Johnson, but it gets away from him and then out of bounds. Brayton comes up to block it, and it goes back out of bounds.
No words for that little sequence of events there. And all of everything that happened there, from the Mishawaka turnover to the shots to the out of bounds, tons of contact, by the way. Tons of contact, not one call.
Alex Boggs takes a seat. Latrell Franklin comes in. Mishawaka by nine with 3:45 remaining. Inbound comes. Johnson goes for a steal and is going to be called for a foul. Trent Johnson, who had 12 points in the first half, just two here in the second half, still leads all scorers with 14, but he picks up his third foul with 3:44 to go, and that is the 10th foul on Mishawaka. So Glenn is shooting two the rest of the way. The first one good by Robbie Porter, and it's just an 8-point caveman lead. And Mishawaka has scored just 10 points here in the second half. There's 3:44 remaining. Second free throw swish by Robbie Porter, and now it's just a 7-point caveman lead. Full court pressure by Glenn. Johnson and Brayton in backcourt. Up to Johnson. Knocked away from him. And a loose ball. What's a carry is going to be called on Porter. He smacked the ball in his hand and he
slammed the ball down.
Yeah, and he's still shaking his head over there by the official. Parker bounces it into Franklin. Franklin trying to shake off Hannah, and he's going to be fouled as he comes down the baseline. Bryson Hannah, that'll be the first on him tonight. That's number 5 on Glenn. 3:31 remaining, Mishawaka by 7. Inbound right corner. Johnson with a left hand. Over to Brayton. Just about every pass Mishawaka tries to make is contested, if not deflected. Parker, out of traffic, free throw line. Hoopengarner, down to the corner, it goes to Brayton. To the wing to Parker with 3:14 remaining. Parker gets triple teamed. Franklin brings it out on the right, between his legs. Stops his dribble, passes high to Trent Johnson. Johnson, through some contact, passes down left corner. Raheem Brayton for 3. It is short, ends up with his own rebound though. Parker is mugged by Kaiser at midcourt. Kaiser is incredulous at the foul called on him.
Which is hilarious because he practically tackled the kid at midcourt.
Oh my goodness. 2:55 to go. Everywhere you go, players are swimming through opponents' armpits trying to get around them.
It's unbelievable.
2:55 remaining. 45-37. Mishawaka with a 7-point lead and clinging to that lead right now. Johnson passes outside Franklin. Down to the right corner to Parker. Back out to Franklin again with 2:40 remaining. Franklin has it stripped away. Up to Kaiser. Left-hand layup is good, and it's just a 5-point Mishawaka lead.
Look, don't get me wrong. I love good defense, and I think John Glenn is playing very good man-to-man tight defense, and they're playing what the officials are letting them get away with. Mishawaka is just not taking advantage.
Brayton was double-teamed and trapped on the far side of the court, kind of in that triangle there between the sideline and a half court. Ryan Heklinski takes a timeout. 45-40. Mishawaka's lead is all the way down to 5 with about 2:40 remaining. Back in 1 minute on WSBT. 2:22 remaining. Mishawaka leads John Glenn 45-40. Just a 5-point lead. The Cavemen have scored just 10 points here in the second half. They have been outscored 21-10 after leading by 16 at halftime. The Cavemen inbound, moving left to right. Devon Parker takes the pass from Raheem Brayton. Parker over the left to Trent Johnson. Back to Parker as they play catch out near midcourt. And a foul is going to be called as Devon Parker starts a drive. And that will be foul number 7. So finally, the 1-1 is here for Mishawaka. The foul was called on Bryson Hannah.
Well, Mishawaka was content to play four corners there and just try to play keep away from John Glenn. And John Glenn is now with 2 minutes, over 2 minutes to go, they're already going to start fouling Mishawaka, which I don't know if that's the right move, to be honest. But that's the strategy that they're going to take here. with the defense that they've been playing, they should have just kept playing that defense and trying to get turnovers.
Devon Parker hits the front end of the 1-1. He's in double figures for the first time in his career. Remember, he played JV as a freshman, didn't play football as a, or didn't play basketball. Well, no, hold it. He did play, but he was on the JV all year.
Okay.
I'll get it right sooner or later.
I figured you would.
Yeah. I had football on my mind when I was talking about the didn't play, did play, whatever. But in any case, he concentrated on basketball last year. Right wing three. Doesn't go for Porter. Mishawaka's lead is 7, and Hoopengarner with a big rebound. Yohe trying to pass down low. A defended ball gets batted off the backboard and out to Glenn, and now they have it back at the other end with a minute 42 remaining. Inside it goes. Barker with the easy layup. Corey Barker with 7, and Mishawaka's lead back down to 5 again with a minute and a half to play. Raheem Brayton racing up court, splits the defenders, drives all the way and lays it in.
Finally, taking it aggressively to the hole late in the game. Love it.
Raheem Brayton with 11 points, 49-42. Mishawaka with a minute 12 on the clock. Down low, a jump ball is called as Hannah tried to go up and Hoopengarner pinned it in his hands.
First good call of the game in a contact situation.
I mean, you were expecting something completely different, weren't you?
Oh, my goodness, was I ever. Yes, I was absolutely expecting them to call a foul there. Mishawaka retains possession on the jump ball. Great call.
The lead is 7 with exactly 1 minute to play now. Raheem Brayton splits the defenders. Bounce pass down low. Hoopengarner outside and... what's the call? We're going to have a foul in there?
They're going to call a foul on Hannah.
I'm just not used to seeing it because we haven't seen those calls made all night. I'm used to seeing Mishawaka run into a ton of contact but not drawing anything.
That was a touch foul at best. I'm sorry. Hannah didn't even hardly touch him, and they're going to call a foul there.
So now Hoopengarner to the line. This will be 1-1. Dribbles. Puts the first one up. Won't go. Rebound. Robbie Porter. Mishawaka's lead is still just 7. Kazer with a basketball for John Glenn. Stops his dribble. Tries to and called for traveling.
Yeah, he thought he was able to stop. He dragged that pivot foot just a little bit too much.
49-42 Caveman, 48 seconds remaining. Johnson takes the inbound. Brayton against pressure. Parker now with a basketball. Will draw another foul, and this one, again, is against Silas Kazer.
And that's going to be his third, not that it matters at this point in the ball game.
That is number 9 on Glenn. Devon Parker had 10 points in his previous 3 games combined coming into tonight. He already has, not already, but he has 11 points tonight for a career high for him. Deep knee bend. Parker puts it up. It catches the rim a couple of times and it drops through.
Yeah, it hit the rim about as many times as you could possibly hit it and still make it fall through. So still counts, though. Has a chance for another one here.
Now an 8-point lead with 42.1 seconds remaining. Parker dribbles twice, spins the ball in his hands, takes a deep knee bend, puts the next one up. It won't go. Rebound Carter Young and John Glenn. 38 seconds remaining. Mishawaka leads 50-42. Contact inside. Young's layup is good. And did Glenn take that timeout?
I believe they did, yeah.
Okay. 31.6 seconds remaining. Mishawaka leads 50-44. It is a full timeout, so we'll take 1 minute on WSB. Mishawaka leads Glenn 50-44, a 6-point lead, 31.6 seconds to play. Mishawaka over the double bonus limit. John Glenn has committed 9. Long outlet pass from Parker to Hoopengarner. Knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Robbie Porter down on the left corner.
Nick Hoopengarner making a case for wide receiver on that one.
He was.
Almost went up and got it.
Well, all he could do is block if he played for Mishawaka.
Solid point. You're talking to a starting wide receiver in a triple option offense
That's right.
I know the feeling.
Bounce pass, Trent Johnson has it blocked by Porter. Porter with a basketball. His long outlet up court to Young. Young drives and draws a foul as he takes it to the rim with 22.1 seconds left.
He had a good foul there. I mean, you don't want to give up the two in transition like that, especially in a six-point game. Make him earn it at the stripe.
Getting a little bit closer.
It is.
It was five is as close as it's been since the first quarter. It's six right now and back down to five again as Young hits the first free throw. He's now 3 of 4 at the line to make it 50-45. Mishawaka on top. No matter what, still a two-possession game. He rattles the second free throw home now. And it's a four-point Mishawaka lead. Inbound to midcourt to Brayton. He's fouled right away by Bryson Hanna.
If only he could have gotten rid of that just a split second sooner. He had Hoop and Garner wide open under the hoop.
Not much time goes off the clock. 21.3 remaining as Raheem Brayton goes to the line for the first time tonight. This will be two. That was the 10th on Glenn. Brayton just a 55% free throw shooter. Takes his time, puts it up, but he strokes it through.
And we should mention that was the fourth foul on Bryson Hanna.
Yes, it was. Mishawaka takes everybody off the lane with Raheem Brayton shooting the second free throw. Ron Eklinski telling him to get ready to get back. Brayton sinks a couple of clutch free throws, 13 points. Mishawaka's lead is 6 again, 18 seconds to play. Deep three, off the back iron, Hoopengarner. Up for the rebound. What's the call going to be? Jump ball. It will stay with Glenn with 14.6 to play. And John Glenn takes the timeout. 14.6 seconds remaining. 52-46. Mishawaka on top. Back in 1 minute on WSB. John Glenn to inbound. 14.6 seconds remaining. Mishawaka leading by 6. Glenn looking, bounce pass down to the left corner. Barker's three and air ball. Brayton rebound. Up court it goes. Trent Johnson. Johnson coming home. Throws it down.
Nice little exclamation point there for Mishawaka in this big win for them in the conference.
54-46 as Mishawaka holds on. And the emphatic dunk by Trent Johnson to finish things off as the Cavemen hauled off the John Glenn rally. Mishawaka ended up scoring 19 points in the second half after leading 35-19 at halftime.
Yeah, I tell you what, that third quarter was a little shaky for both teams, very disjointed, as I mentioned before. Fourth quarter, Mishawaka was able to take over. They were not very aggressive offensively, but they hit their free throws when they needed to for the most part. They started to take some open fast break opportunities there towards the end of the fourth quarter, kind of extend that lead. But that one was still a little bit too close for comfort, in my opinion.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mishawaka really played well. It's just so hard to get into a rhythm when the officiating is the way it was.
Yeah. What's the final score? They took it off the scoreboard already.
54-46.
It's just been one of those nights.
Apparently, people have places to go, Sean.
That's right.
Busy Friday night.
They want to mention from the state tournament, Jacob LaPlace and Joe Walker both won their first round matches. Those were the two latest matches. Joe Walker, did you say he won in overtime?
Overtime, yep. Yep, against McCartney Parkinson of Evans Day Modern Day.
And that was big for him because, as we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast, because of injury, he ended up placing fourth at semi-state last week, so that meant that he had to wrestle the Modern Day guy. Was that, what you said, Modern Day?
Yep.
Who placed first at his semi-state last week. So Joe Walker wins. That means that he will place in the top eight with still a chance to win a state championship, and Jacob LaPlace remains undefeated with a major decision victory.
Yeah, 15-6 over Franklin Community's Harris Eason. So he wins at 195, so he'll be wrestling tomorrow, and we're still waiting on JT Thomas at 220.
Right.
He'll go in a little while. If he goes while we're still on the air, we'll let you know what the decision is, but if not, good luck to him.
JT Thomas, one of the linebackers for the Mishawaka football team, who transferred over from Adams this summer with a chance to make it three Mishawaka wrestlers to place if he can win his first round match He is in the 220 division, I believe. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, so good luck to him, and congratulations to Joe Walker and Jacob LaPlace for winning their first round matches. 54-46, Mishawaka over John Glenn, an 8-point victory, win number 3 in a row for the Cavemen with just 2 games to go in the regular season. Let's take a timeout and then back with the RBI's Unlimited postgame stats and the U.S. Sign Crafter scoreboard show after that on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen postgame show on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
54-46, Mishawaka holds off a John Glenn rally to win by 8. The Cavemen led by as many as 19 in the first half. It got as close as 4 in the last 20 seconds of the game, but the Cavemen hold on for their third consecutive victory, and it is the first time since a span between December 16th and January 4th that Mishawaka has won as many as 3 games in a row. They won 4 straight. That was a season long. They hadn't won back-to-back games since that final win on January 4th finished it off, and I believe that was the Edwardsburg game. If it was either Edwardsburg or Logansport, one of those two teams. But in any case, they won 4 straight. Then they went every other, lost a couple in a row a couple times, and finally now they've rattled off 3 in a row.
Well, and like we said in pregame, this is the time when you want to get hot, and Mishawaka has shown they can score the basketball, which is huge. They can get up and down the floor, which they weren't doing at the beginning of the year. I thought their defense was very, very good in the first half. It was really sparking their transition offense. Like we said, the second half was a little nuts. The third quarter was very disjointed. Blame it on the officials, blame it on whatever. It just wasn't good for either side.
If you go to the Mishawaka Network and their YouTube channel to the archive, do yourself a favor. Just watch the first half.
Yes.
Don't bother with the second half.
No.
Watch the first half. That's really all you need to see.
I mean, they had 22 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great first
And then they
quarter.
Scored, what did it end up being, 19 in all of the second half.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Unbelievable.
All right, let's do the RBI's Unlimited postgame stats.
You got it, sir. So Mishawaka overall tonight shot 22 of 41 from the field. That's 54%. They were 4 of 12 from beyond the arc. They hit all 4 of those threes, by the way, in the first half. So they were 0 for in the second half. Free throws, 6 of 11 overall, 55%. 34 points in the paint and 11 second chance points. John Glenn shot 33%, 16 of 48. From the field overall, only 2 of 17 from 3. That's 12% from beyond the arc for the Falcons. 28 points in the paint and 14 second chance points. Some individual scoring first for the Falcons of John Glenn. Robbie Porter had 12 points overall. Kaiser ended the night with 10. Those are the two guys in double digits. Bryson Hanna had 9 points tonight. Barker had 7. Young had 6, and rounding out the scoring for John Glenn is Frankowitz with 2. For the Mishawaka Cavemen, 3 Cavemen in double digits. First, Trent Johnson leads all scorers with 16 points tonight, pretty much right around his average.
Yeah.
He was 7 of 13 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 12 points in the paint. Raheem Brayton, 5 of 11 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3, hit both of his free throws. He had 8 points in the paint. He had 13.
And that's a career high for him.
There you go. Donovan Parker hit every shot he put up, baby. 4 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line.
Sorry, that wasn't a career high for Brayton. I was thinking you were saying Parker.
I'm sorry. Well, Parker had 12.
Right. So which is a career high for him.
Career high. So there you go. Alex Boggs was 3 of 5 from the field. All 6 of his points came from the paint. He had 6. Nick Hoopengarner, 2 of 5 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. All 4 of his points came from the paint. Williams was 1 of 2 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, and he had 3 points tonight. So your final score, Mishawaka 54, John Glenn 46.
Well, and Raheem Brayton with that 13 tonight, he came into the night averaging 5.5 a game, and that number has gone up. In the last 3 games, he's averaged about 11.5 points per game. So he's become really a pretty consistent scorer all of a sudden just in the last week.
Yeah, which is great because, we've been talking about it all season. Trent Johnson generally is going to get his points.
Right.
But you need a Robin to his Batman, if you will. You need a second guy that's going to be a consistent scorer, and that's been him so far.
Well, and the other thing that's significant, we don't know why he didn't play tonight, but no Sicario Thomas.
Who has been on fire offensively.
Right. He scored 10 against St. Joe, Michigan Tuesday and had that career-high 17 last Saturday in the overtime win over Wawasee.
Right.
So,
who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm sure we'll get an explanation after the game, and we'll figure it out.
That's right. Two games to go in the regular season. At Concord Tuesday, we will not be there for that broadcast, but we will be here a week from tonight for senior night, the regular season finale, as the Cavemen host South Bend St. Joe. That'll be a tough challenge, but they've actually played against some good teams. They've played right in there. If they only lost by 3 in that Marion game. And I was looking, of their 9 losses this year, 5 of them have come by single digits.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Mishawaka is figuring out how to score. And when you can score, you can win ball games. And the way they played defense in the first half, too, could give St. Joe all at once. I can tell you that right now. St. Joe's going to bring some size into this gym. And so that's going to be an interesting, combination there, because obviously Mishawaka lacks it. But where Mishawaka lacks size, they do have speed, and they have offensive scoring. So it'll be kind of a battle of differences, and so we'll see who comes out on top. St. Joe's a very, very good basketball team.
Couple coaches with somewhere around 900, I think it is, career wins.
Is that all?
Heklinski and Mark Johnson going head-to-head next Friday.
Yeah, Coach J's been around for a while, and we know Coach Heklinski's been around for a while, so there'll be a lot of wins walking around this floor. And don't forget, we got Coach King. He's got a bunch of wins
under
his belt as well.
Some sectional championships.
Yeah. So there's going to be plenty of wins walking around the cave next Friday night.
Sectional draw comes out Sunday. 3 o'clock is when it starts. So that means the 4A bracket will probably start somewhere around 4:30, I would imagine.
Unless,
right?
Well, do they
ever start with 4A and work the other way?
Yeah, so that every
I don't
other,
remember it ever happened.
Every other year they go different.
Okay.
They go opposite.
Because
so.
I know it started, the girls started with 1A this year. So I don't know.
Keep your fingers crossed. Let's hope it starts with 4.
We'll try. But we will be at the LaPorte Sectional, and we will be bringing you coverage of the entire LaPorte Sectional presented by Bethel University Athletics. So, again, the final here tonight, 54-46. And, of course, those postgame stats were powered by RBI's Unlimited. U.S. Signcrafters Scoreboard Show is coming up next. Again, the final, Mishawaka 54, John Glenn 46, third straight win for the Cavemen. You've been listening to Mishawaka Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
All right, Sean and Vince, thank you very much as we wrap up this edition of Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball powered by Midland Engineering with the U.S. Signcrafters Scoreboard Show. Following Mishawaka's 54-46 victory over John Glenn, their third win in a row. U.S. Signcrafters, whether it's commercial signs, freestanding pylon signs, dimensional architectural signs, illuminated signs, or more, contact U.S. Signcrafters today to see how they can make a great first impression for your company or organization. The number 574-674-5055. Elsewhere tonight, New Prairie gets a victory over Bremen by a final of 37-32. Marion well on their way to a victory. Late fourth quarter, they lead 10-47-30. Adams has led for a majority of the way against Riley. They lead late fourth quarter, 59-55. Clay falls to Jimtown tonight, 52-42. In the last matchup between Washington and Elkhart Central, prior to the Elkhart Central-Elkhart Memorial merger, Washington gets the victory over Central, 67-46 at Northside Gym. Northwood had their trouble with Elkhart Christian, but they are able to escape with a 59-48 win. East Noble, no problem with Wawasee tonight. They win 53-36, and Westview, a winner over Goshen on the road, 54-45. Once again, the final, Mishawaka over John Glenn, 54-46. Of course, our next broadcast will be the regular season finale for Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball powered by Midland Engineering as they take on the St. Joe Indians at the Cave. Again, our pre-game coverage comes around 7:20 next Friday. We're on 96.1 FM WSBT and online at WSBTRadio.com. As always, big thank you to the voice of the Cavemen, Sean Stiers, and Vince Dario for their call of all the action. Plus, big thank you as well to our scoreboard assistant here in the U.S. Signcrafters Studios, Jared Janowski,
and the WSBT Sports Director, Darren Pritchett. Once again, the final, Mishawaka 54, Glenn 46. Third win in a row for the Cavemen. Two more games to round out the regular season. Again, Tuesday at Concord, and then our broadcast next Friday at the Cave against St. Joe. Until next Friday, when we wrap up the regular season, I'm Matt Embry signing off, thanking you for listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball, powered by Midland Engineering on 96.1 FM, WSBT, the sports leader, WSBT, South Bend. Good night from Mishawaka.